In this episode, I'm going to give you an update on how salespeople are using the power of video to close deals faster.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What is up? What is up? All right, let me get right down to it. I'm going to be spending an episode to talk with you about the development of the Vidyard technology. I mean, really what I want to do is open your eyes. I've spent a lot of time talking about Wistia over the years. I've been a Wistia believer, but I'm also getting wind to them devaluing their tools, their app for using video that I've been recommending for salespeople, and also their Soapbox tool. And I need to make sure that when I'm talking with you guys, that I'm giving you information that has long-term value. Like, where's the road going? I'm seeing the road is now made a path over to Vidyard so much easier for a solopreneur, for a entrepreneur, for a business that's larger, like an enterprise level business. Like, I've got clients in all different stages, and I'm starting to see that the value of using Vidyard now overweighs the value of using Wistia. So I wanted to spend an episode where I kind of took a couple steps back and started talking about the tools again, reevaluated them, bring you the latest information, and that's why I did this interview for you. All right. Look, this is going to be an informative episode for you. As you may know, I am a big nerd for using the power of video in the sales process. And as such, I want to bring you along in the journey as I'm talking with our guest in this episode about how to use the power of video as a salesperson or in sales teams to be able to convince and convert at faster rates. Remember, we're in the business world. ROI is the most important part. We don't create videos because we want to win Academy Awards. We create videos because we want to make our prospects' lives easier. We want to provide greater clarity, greater certainty. We want to create the right emotion when they go to buy. And when you have a proposal to submit, we're going to show you how to get more yeses more frequently whenever you submit a proposal. Some of that's going to be happening in this episode. And as such, I want to introduce my guest, Tyler Lazard, the VP of Marketing from Vidyard. Tyler, what is up?
Hey, Todd. Great to be here again and always excited to talk about video, not only in marketing, but in sales. My absolute favorite topic right now. I'm not going to lie.
It is. You know, I'm a hybrid marketing sales guy because In this job as a CEO of an agency, I have to play both roles, which really gives me the unique opportunity to be using both brains. And as a marketer, I'm always thinking when my team submits a proposal, I'm like, how does that internal champion that we've been educating for 6 weeks now go down the hall and champion us? Like, how do we provide greater clarity? So I want to talk with you about the Vidyard tool. I want to talk with you about personalized video for salespeople, where that fits in the process. And ideally, and then let me kind of set up my big picture, and then you give me yes or no if Vidyard can do this for me, okay?
All right.
So this is the yes or no game, but I think it's going to be pretty easy. I advise, as you know, enterprise level businesses and startups on how to speed up the sales process. Could a salesperson using the Vidyard tool grab their phone, create a follow-up video like after a meeting and answer a question and then be able to track the response from that prospect? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Boom. Okay. I love it. Would a salesperson be able to send somebody a video that's already inside of the company's library of videos and then track on the back end if that person's looking at it?
Yes, sir. They can not only track it, but they can track how long they're in there. You're going to have to hold me back from expanding on my answers.
Spend a moment. It is just yes or no, dude.
Yes.
So that's really beautiful. We call that in our office the tracking how long somebody watches. We call that digital body language. Because in this remote world, you can't evaluate, you know, how, what somebody's level of interest is without, you know, being there physically in front of them. But I actually think, as a man who's been with my wife for 21 years, I've gotten in more trouble making my decisions and reacting off of body language,
right,
than anything else. So maybe attention span of how long somebody watches a better indicator for salespeople than body language. What do you think about that, Tyler?
Well, I mean, this is the real beauty, frankly, of video on both fronts. And I'm going to expand your body language topic, if you don't mind, because we all know that when we're on camera, that's actually our opportunity to put our own body language out there, to communicate with people in a way that they can clearly understand. And also that builds a much more human rapport, right? The majority of information we process as viewers is actually body language related. So I think that's one key part. But then what you're talking about is, on the flip side, is understanding the digital body language of our buyer and being able to know, did they watch that video that I sent them? Did they skip any parts? Did they replay any parts multiple times, right? What does that heat map look like? And giving you then real-time insight into knowing, where are they truly leaning into my message? And that is true digital body language. That's a true sign of what that person is actually engaging with. And that knowledge is power, man. Like, again, whether it's something you're sharing with a colleague, whether it's an internal video or something, more importantly, you're sending to a customer, there is gold in them there hills.
There's gold in them near, you know, it's so interesting, man. I'm a big believer in me being the one that sells and not my internal champion. My internal champion is only going to be able to explain like 10% of my unique value.
Yes.
And they're not going to be able to do it with the level of clarity and certainty that I provide, or the level of energy that I'm going to give. So whenever I'm on a call with somebody, I'm a street sweeper. They're going to ask questions. Questions are an indicator of confusion. And my job is to answer that on a phone call or a Zoom call, or if I'm in person, God willing, they let us do that at some point.
Yep.
But I don't think that's the end of it, because I still, like, Tyler, like, I think a responsible communicator is not only responsible for what comes out of their mouth, but how it's received and processed on the other end. And every time in my life, I'm like, well, that wasn't my intention. I'm demonstrating that I'm not a thorough or responsible communicator to make sure that answer was received with the right level of clarity. So whenever I'm in a client meeting and they're dropping questions, those to me are like breadcrumbs to grandma's house. And all I have to do is sweep those things up, put it in a video. Hey, Tyler, it was great talking with you a few moments ago. Here's the three questions you asked. Here's some quick answers. Boom, send it off. With the Vidyard tool, can I send them a link via text messaging?
Yes.
Boom. I'm so excited about that, because 98% of text messages get opened in 2 minutes, but 20% of emails get open over their entire lifetime. So that's easy to do too, right?
Yeah, I love it. And what you're saying speaks to me, because it's not only about how well they receive the message, it's also about even how well they can repeat that message in a buying scenario, as you were alluding to, right? If they have to go back to a buying committee and say, you know, here's what we're looking at, and all they're doing is they're trying to reiterate it themselves, and it's hard, right, to get that value. So, you know, a video is such a great way not only to make sure they understand, but they can forward that right along. They don't have to try to re-explain it themselves. So with the Vidyard tools, I think what's really great is we have both a Chrome and Gmail and Outlook extension for your desktop. So it's like one click record right from your laptop, your desktop, using your webcam, using a screen capture. And as soon as you're done recording, you've got a link and a thumbnail image that you can send any way you want. But we also have a mobile app that enables you to record on your phone on the fly. And exact same thing. Once that video is recorded, you've got a link that you're able to share via SMS, via email, via any other communication mode off of that device. And you don't have to worry about it. It's not like I'm on my phone, I record a video, and now I'm trying to attach a 50 megabyte video file. Like, it's none of that garbage, right? Right. This is like as easy as TikTok, for those of you who have kids out there that are on TikTok all day long, right? You record it, you send it off, and there's, again, no uploading, no problems behind the scenes. It's just simple. And when somebody gets that message, they're going to see your nice, beautiful thumbnail image. Hopefully you're smiling and that quick link to watch your video. And it's literally as simple as that. It's often easier. There you go. It's often easier than actually writing an email. People always say, oh, this is too hard. It's too inefficient. And I'm like, once you do it a few times, man, I tell you, it's faster than trying to type out an email. Just get your message and go.
Right. And you can also demonstrate that you've got clear communication style, that you've got a legitimate company. You can demonstrate that you know how to make eye contact and that you're responsive to their questions. Like, how important is being responsive to questions in taming the nerves of the person you're trying to sell to, right? And then you also can demonstrate your customer service at the beginning to remove that like sticking point. So when they get down to make a decision, it's like, well, these guys are so attentive and responsive. I love all of that. So uploading, when you create the video through either the mobile app or you create it through the desktop extension or app through your browser, then that video gets uploaded. And when you go to send it, you now have tracking ability. Now, the reason I'm going slow on this is for people that are watching. I want you to realize, some people are like, Tyler, that's great, dude, but I can already send my video through my phone and I don't even need Vidyard. But the beauty is you get all the tracking data on the back end and you can change the thumbnail and you can do a lot of other things through the process. I love that. I think this is where we're going. How does Vidyard connect with, this is one of those questions I'm sure people will be asking. Well, how does it connect with our existing CRMs? What's the compatibility like?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal for the sales use case of this. So when you send down a video, whether it's from your phone or your email, your desktop, whatever it happens to be, when that individual watches that video that is tracked for you, you'll get a notification in real time that that individual has viewed your video and you'll see what percentage of it they actually completed. And then so you can, of course, act on that. But that data can also be tracked directly back inside of HubSpot, inside of Salesforce, inside of different marketing automation tools. If you're using other outbound sales tools like a SalesLoft or an Outreach, we integrate natively into all of those systems. And so all of those viewing activities are tracked back inside of those platforms. And that's important for two reasons. One is that as a sales rep, I've got that clear history and I can always be up to date and looking at what my accounts are doing. So that offers me actionable insight. But the second piece is it also enables us as sales leaders to be able to do better reporting, because you can now know which deals are actually being influenced by videos. Because once that person has watched that video, it's tracked in their account in Salesforce, I now know, and it's tied to their account. When we close a deal, I can see exactly that that video helped to influence that. So it gives me a little bit more visibility into its ROI and impact on a real quantitative level, which I think is just great.
Yeah, it's really smart. Now, this is a tool. We're talking about Vidyard. By the way, I just got a question from Jamie Irvine. Jamie, stay with me, man. I'm just about to ask the question. With the tool, this is, you can use Vidyard as an individual salesperson. Like if you're a mom and pop company, or maybe you've got like, you're a lone wolf salesperson on a company and you know that you want to blow out your quotas, you can now use Vidyard as an individual or as an enterprise, and there's different tiers, right?
Yeah, so we have a whole set of tiers of our solutions that make it easy for any individual to get going, but then to embrace it as a team and make it a team selling tool. So the way that that works is, first of all, we have a free, you know, unlimited usage product that anybody can get going with today. It's just vidyard.com/free. You sign up, you get the Chrome extension, you can go get the iOS app and use it to send as many videos as you'd like. Now, in that free world, those videos, the player does have Vidyard branding on it. And when they watch the videos on those landing pages, it's a blank page with a little Vidyard logo. So it's not customized to your company, but it's a simple and easy and unlimited way to get going. We then have a pro tier for any individual that wants to take greater control over their video experience. So with pro, you can then brand the video pages to match your personal or company brand. You remove any of the Vidyard logos in the player, those sorts of things. You can add calls to actions for your videos. And there's a few other tools that make it more powerful video tool for an individual. But then we move on to the,
Go ahead. Yeah. No, I like where you're going. Go ahead.
Okay. So then you move into what we call our teams and our enterprise packages. And that's where, when you've got more than one rep on your team that wants to be using this, you can go to the Teams version, and that unlocks the full kind of Vidyard backend platform for you, where you can manage all of your individual sales reps. You can set up their custom branded pages across the board for your company. You can get all those analytics flowing back into your central Salesforce and HubSpot tools. And one other really important thing is you can also start to arm those teams with central libraries of other videos that they can be sending and using as part of their communication. So for example, Todd, if I wanted to send you a quick customer story video that shows you exactly how somebody else is doing it, I can hit record. I can say, hey, Todd, really wanted to show you this amazing customer story of another company just like you who's crushing it with Vidyard. And then I hit stop. And then I can add that video to my playlist and send them both over as a single playlist of videos. And again, I'll get notifications to know, did you watch my intro? And did you actually watch the customer story? So lots of new tools like that that help teams really embrace it.
If you could see my digital body language, you would have seen me get excited right there. I just started nerding out because I look at the videos in the library as being plays, just like sports plays, replicatable plays for replicatable patterns for controlled outcomes. And what makes Tom Brady great is, I mean, Giselle, that doesn't suck, but what makes Tom Brady great is not being the best athlete to ever play quarterback. It's that he knows what play to run at what time based on what the defense is presenting. Yeah. And the best salespeople in the world already react that way in real time. So when the salesperson lines up at the line of scrimmage and they're working with their prospect and they hear, okay, this is this type of a prospect, meaning this type of persona, then you can create a quick playlist of the essential videos for that type of persona. And your team can put somebody on a drip sequence or a journey where they get the relevant videos. And now what you've done is you've made your sales team more efficient because you're selling the way your prospects want to buy, which is they want to go on their own rabbit hole journey. They want to get the knowledge transfer from video. So I'm getting all fired up just hearing you talk about it, because this solves a lot of problems that businesses have dealt with for a very long time when struggling with video.
Well, you know what's really cool that we're seeing too, Todd, is that once you have this mindset of how you can be doing this, the real win is once you actually start changing the kind of content you create, the way that you use video, the way you communicate with your customers, knowing that you've got these capabilities, right? So shoehorning what I talked about into your existing process is great, and it can often help you be more efficient, more effective. But perfect example is we have lots of clients now who, you know, knowing that they can provide this library of videos that they can create quick playlists, they're actually making what they call libraries of micro demos of their products, right? So those who are product companies. So, you know, let's say for us, we do this as well. And my example is we have a micro demo library where there's a 2 to 3 minute video that's pre-recorded that walks you through our Salesforce integration. There's another 3 minute video that walks you through our HubSpot integration. There's another 3 minute micro demo that walks through our video analytics. Another one that walks through, and so on, right? So there are micro videos for each of our core features. And then exactly to your point, if a rep is engaged with a client that might be interested in the Salesforce integration, video hosting, and one other feature, they'll click those three videos and send off that custom playlist. And to the client, it's magic, right? They're like, wow, this is basically a custom demo that they made for me, but it was like no more difficult than click, 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 send. So it's really neat. And then you start to change the way you create content, thinking, wow, if I can help my rep sell like this, here we go.
You know what I love about this is I love everything about this. One of the additional things I love about this is the more personal and relevant we are, the greater attention span our prospects will give us. Like, we all know this from dating days. The more relevant we are to the needs of the person across the table from us, the more likely you are to get a second date.
Yeah.
And so if you did a demo, if each sales rep did their own demo, and they recorded it once, when they do the intro video, they could continue to be the guru, the Sherpa that's going to guide their prospect all the way through the decision-making process. And it never feels like the sales rep just handed it off to the company guru, but who's doing it. By the way, every sales rep should know how to demo the product. So it's like, it should take every sales rep before they get out on the field should be able to do their own demo video and then gets into their library that they then use to start feeding people the knowledge. And now you're showing and telling and people are learning faster.
Oh yeah. There's great examples of that. And I think there's other cases in which those sales reps can build up their own library of pre-recorded videos where they're the ones explaining the key topics, answering the big questions that they know people are going to ask. That's the other big area, right? You say, you know, as a sales rep, you know, it doesn't take you any more than 8 to 10 sales calls to figure out what are the most common questions you're getting every time you engage a new customer. And what if instead of answering those questions every single call, you pre-recorded a quick video where you answered maybe the top three questions everybody tends to ask. And then you assigned that to your customer to watch that video before you get on that first call and say, you know what, there's a few questions that everybody asks on their first call. If you wouldn't mind, just take a look at this quick video where I answer those questions right up front so we're completely clear and we can make the most of our 30-minute call and focus on the real issues.
It's a game changer for a salesperson's life because when they get onto that first call, the prospect's already standing on second base.
Exactly.
It's a whole, you know, think if you could do a produced package of videos before your first date. I mean, that also would be starting on second base.
Yep.
So, so let me talk about the Jamie question that Jamie asked. Jamie said, what is the Vidyard app? I don't see it in Google Play. When I type in Vidyard, give us some guidance here, Tyler Lazar.
Great question, Jamie. All right. So I glossed over this a little bit. Apologies. So we currently have an iOS app for mobile. We do not yet, and I'm going to underscore yet, have an app for Android. Exclusive to the Toddcast audience right here. Haven't told anybody else this, but yes, the team is very actively working on the Android app. And Michael, Devin, everybody else at Vidyard, don't hate me for this, but we are committed to delivering an Android app, and that's going to be coming quite soon. So excited about that. So Jamie, just hang tight for that. But yeah, we have.
I love how you corrected it, because if you would have said like in 30 days, they could hate you for you saying that. But you said, don't hate me for this. And then you did what every business lead is like, be vague, be vague. And you're like, coming soon.
We're at of the stores, we've learned that. Unfortunately, we have to go through an unknown approval process, but we're really close, really excited about it. So keep an eye on it, Jamie, because that is coming soon.
That's really cool. All right. So naturally, when somebody goes through the Vidyard experience, I'm sure the rep gives them a follow-up video. I'm sure the rep gives them a personalized experience and then drops them into a playlist of some kind. The Vidyard player can be put on the website as videos on your website. So instead of using a YouTube player, which provides you very little anything of value, you should be using a business video player that gives you business information so your team can prioritize follow-ups. Hey, let me ask you this question. Think about somebody like me who's a speaker. If I'm on a stage and there's 4,000 people in the audience, I could be giving some type of a call to action from the stage where people would get into my database, they'd get access to the videos, but then I could start lead generating off of everybody in that database by what their attention span is. And I would be able to know from the 4,000 people who are the 40 people that are giving me the highest level of interest. Those are the ones that my team would prioritize to follow up with, right?
100%. And so you're gonna start to learn who are these people who are most engaged, exactly to your point. And you know what you're also gonna learn, Todd, is you're gonna learn which of my videos and which of my content is actually best resonating with these people, right? Which I think is kind of an equally important thing. And you can get some of those analytics from different platforms, but when you really start to do this, you're gonna learn, oh, look, it's not just like number of views, but I can see that these five videos are holding people's attention until, you know, 75% of people all the way to the end. Whereas the rest of these, I'm only holding 15% of them through to the end. So you'll start to also get a better appreciation for what content's really working. And then to your point, who of your prospects and leads are the ones really leaning in that your sales team should focus up on? It's, you know, I think it's a great model, not just for sales reps, but also, like you said, for your marketing team, as you're posting videos online, on your website, in your campaigns, these tools are equally relevant for that audience. And we could have a whole other podcast on how we work with marketing teams for video hosting and video analytics for your online video content.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. You always provide me an enormous amount of value in our conversations. And like few people in the video marketing space, your information's also explained in a way that's easy to digest. And I think people appreciate that a lot. So yes, I've already got you scheduled. I'm already prepared next time for a breaking news sounder for the next time you drop breaking news. Hey, by the way, that was fun. You and I were at, you were at Inbound and I was here at the office in Scottsdale and you had breaking news and I got to be the host in the studio and you were the reporter on location. That was a lot of fun, dude.
That was fun. It's nice to remember a time when I could get out live to a conference. That was great.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Things are moving so quickly. There's so many new things happening so frequently in this world right now. That's why I love the world that we're in here. This whole video, not just like online video, but video and sales teams, video for growing businesses who need better solutions to make it just a part of how they communicate, right? Like, we haven't talked about video advertising once in this conversation, nor will we. And yes, video should be used for advertising, but that's a whole different game. We're talking about all these cool ways we can use video to intersect the way that we educate customers, we communicate with them on a daily basis. There's so much good stuff going on right now. I have no doubt 2 weeks from now, 4 weeks, 8 weeks from now, I'll have more updates for you because things are happening really fast.
Tyler, I think my responsibility when a company brings me in to consult with them or to add my insights, my responsibility is to help them shorten their sales cycle and to make everybody on their sales team more efficient by being more relevant, by being more personalized, and by showing and telling throughout the whole process. Yeah. And in doing so, in our own company, we've decreased our sales time from 9 weeks to 3 weeks, which means all these micro optimization moments have allowed me to collapse my salespeople, their time, so they could be three times more profitable and sell more deals. In fact, since you and I started talking years ago, I have the same number of salespeople, but our revenue has gone up tremendously, which for me has made me significantly more profitable at the end of the month and has allowed me to retain every single salesperson since, because we're just using the tools and using it well, and our salespeople don't have to spend as much time holding hands now.
I love that idea, because there is an opportunity to hear not only to just go out and say, yeah, I can close more business, but we can do things way more efficiently. I forgot to mention earlier, maybe now's a good time, is that we
this
are
is another breaking news moment, because I could drop a breaking news sounder.
Breaking news part two is that we are just on the cusp of announcing that we will be hosting a virtual event on June 24th and 25th, 2020. All around video in business. And it's a 2-day event, and we have a full track on selling with video and a full track on marketing with video. And the reason I bring it up is in the sales track, there's two sessions. I'm excited about all of them, of course, but there are two sessions in particular that I'm really excited about. And they lean back to what you just referred to. One is a session with Morgan Ingram from John Barrow's sales training, where we'll be talking about video specifically in outbound prospecting. And so again, very much it's about how do you maximize the efficiency of outbound reps, as opposed to hiring more to bring in new leads? How do you make them more efficient by using video to get attention and to close more of the, or to book meetings with more of the people they're reaching out to? So that's one. The second one, though, which I think you might be interested in as well, Todd, is a session with Jocko Vanderkooj from Winning by Design, a legendary sales trainer and consultant as well. Yeah. Who is doing a session on something called meetingless selling. And he's got this great framework in this new world that's more relevant now than ever about this idea that we need to be able to sell in kind of a meetingless mindset, right? The days of like, okay, let's schedule an hour next week, do stuff. Okay, the next week, let's schedule another hour and reconvene. Then let's schedule another demo, right? That idea of like live selling is going away. And we need to be able to say, let's feed our customers content, on-demand messages, on-demand videos as a way to guide them through their journey. Yes. And it's not only an easier way to buy, but it's also can absolutely accelerate your sales process, because now you're not waiting a week to move to the next step. You're like, hey guys, watch these demos. And then the next day they're like, yep, okay, we checked those out, really interesting. Now you can do your next follow-up and you're not relying on booking all of those live meetings. And it's such an efficiency game changer. So I'm really excited about that session to see what else he has to say.
Okay, two things here. Yes, I am interested. Can my listeners get access to the Vidyard events, or do you have to be a customer?
No, we are, we're givers here, Todd. We are, we're givers to the community. This will be an open virtual event for anyone interested. Again, it's going to be during the 2 days of June 24th and 25th. We're recording and broadcasting this live here on the Friday. As of Monday, the fingers crossed, the digital gods are with us. The website will be live for promotion. So right now, if you're interested in joining that virtual event, again, completely free to attend. If you aren't yet getting communications from Vidyard, hop on over to our blog, hop on over to our chat, sign up to our newsletter, and that's going to be the easiest way to make sure you get invited to it. And it's going to be great. There's tons of great speakers. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I will be in the audience. I'm on a consistent path of learning, so I can use that to help serve other people. I know you're the same way, bro. This is good. You provided a lot of good information. Vidyard.com is where people should go. You guys have probably the best blog in the business. The information there is always really good. It's timely. It's up to date. Quick little tip for anybody who doesn't feel like you have enough time to read. You know, reading's hard, takes effort. You got to burn mental calories in order to do that. So what I do is whenever like something like Tyler sends me information all the time, or I see a new blog post, I take that and I use a browser app called Speechify. And I click on that and it pulls a playlist. So when I leave the office, I put my headphones in and I do run my errands, or I go to the gym, or I go on a run, and I have somebody that's reading the articles for me, which collapses my education time. Because if you're going to be on the cutting edge, you owe it to your clients to do 1 hour of studying every day. And that may feel unrealistic, but instead of listening to the latest drama out of DC regarding the election, what would your life be like if you started using that time to learn, like on the Vidyard blog? Where will you be in 6 months? Like, if you already know who you're voting for, like everybody does, start investing that time to make your life better and start blessing your clients with that information. Tyler, if anybody needs to get access to that information starting Monday, the events are going to start popping up on Vidyard's website. That's where they should go.
Yep. Check out our website. As I said, even today, just head over to our website, click on the Resource Center, and then sign up for our newsletter if you haven't. And again, we only put out great, fun, interesting content. So worst case scenario, you're going to get some good stuff from there. And the event will be called Fast Forward. Easy to remember, Fast Forward. And it's all about helping businesses fast forward their marketing and sales strategies with video. So should be
Was the event that I did for you guys in San Francisco a Fast Forward event?
So we used to do a number of live in-person events, which there's a long story behind the fact that it actually changed names every year, which was real fun from a branding perspective. Not always my choice. But when we moved it to a virtual event, which we're now entirely virtual, we don't host annual conferences, we do it all virtual. And when we moved it to virtual, we standardized on that name, Fast Forward, because of the theme of what we're doing, but also putting it all online actually enables you to just do it so much faster, so much easier. And all the on-demand content, of course, you can quickly skim through and get the nuggets you need. So,
Tyler, I challenge my team every year to go through it. I want you guys to know this information. Like, if we're going to be advising people, it shouldn't just be what we're discovering with our clients or the 3,000 videos we do every year. It should be learning from the masses. And a quick little story, Tyler had me be the morning show at Fast Forward, or whatever the event was called, excuse me, and in San Francisco. And I was the morning show at like 8 a.m. I'm interviewing the rock stars at Salesforce. Salesforce.com live on stage at like 8 a.m. But what made this unique, it was the morning after the results came in from the Trump Hillary Clinton election. So it was the weirdest morning ever. And it was just a funny dynamic playing out. By the time I got off the stage, protests were already going down Market Street in San Francisco. And I had to take two Tylenol PMs the night before because I, like everybody else, wanted to stay up. and watch the election outcome, but I knew I had to be on stage first thing and I had to be ready.
Yep. I will never be able to live that down, the fact that we scheduled the event to be the day after the U.S. election, of course. For those who didn't pick up on my accent already, I'm Canadian. Vidyard is based just outside of Toronto, up here north of the border. And it's something that I will never live down. My CEO reminds me, anytime I'm feeling too good about myself, he says, don't forget, you scheduled that event after the U.S. election. And
that's really funny.
Back down to reality to get me really hungry again.
Well, you couldn't have fit another body in the building. It was
standing
room only. It was great. And you guys all do great work. Tyler, thank you so much for your time. I enjoy this conversation. Vidyard.com is where you should go. Tell Michael I say hi, and I will look forward to checking in with you as this progresses and this product becomes even more of a no-brainer for businesses. He's Tyler Lazard. He's the VP of Marketing for Vidyard. And on behalf of my crew here at Wirebuzz, we wish you all continued prosperity and the ability to convince and convert at faster rates. And that happens using the power of video. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Always cool to have Tyler on the podcast. It was awesome. Tyler was in Scottsdale some years ago and literally 1 mile from the office, he hit me up, asked if I wanted to go have dinner. We had a great dinner. I met some of their clients and the opportunity to watch a business like Vidyard grow over the years, mature, and really plant its foot into the path that I have recognized for a while as being like the territory that is the open lane for a tool as robust and powerful as Vidyard. It's really the salespeople. We're the ones that close deals and do it faster and lean into video. And so I got super excited to be able to do this with him. And if you're trying to figure out how to transition your business to this new inevitable where prospects don't want to interact with salespeople and access is denied really for salespeople, but the responsibility of the business still lives. You still have to get in front of people. You have to be able to convince them and educate them, and the role of marketing and sales doesn't change. Your role is to get your prospects to know what you know and to believe what you believe, because that's when buying becomes easy. That responsibility still lives, even in a world where you can't get face-to-face access to your prospects. Instead, you start using these tools for remote selling. And if you want to learn some of my best strategies for selling remotely, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Don't worry. I'm going to give that address in just a second. But on that page, I'm going to provide you with 3 videos, total of 20 minutes of knowledge bombs that I'm going to drop on some of my best strategies and tactics for you and your business to be able to close deals faster. Wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And if you need to explain it to your team, all you have to do is share that video with them, because at the beginning, the first video, I talk about this change in consumer behavior and what today's new customer expectations are and how you adjust, basically pivot, so you could prosper in this new world. Wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And look, it's your time to make that transition. I'll continue to shine a light and show you where it's going. That's why I did this episode with Vidyard. And I'll look forward to continuing to do that for you right here at Video Marketing Master. Did I say that wrong? I mean, is that how I do it? That's a weird way. I never end the episode that way. Let's do this. Let's finish this thing right on Video Marketing Mastery. Let's grow.